Out here on the westernmost edge of Phoenix, it's easy to find vast swatches of empty land once prepped for 2x4s and work crews.
It's tragic. It's heartbreaking.
Over the years, realtor Greg Swan has watched this neighborhood boom and then bust. In front of us, the Estrella Mountains pose an intimidating natural backdrop. At our feet, something altogether unnatural. Utility stanchions emerge like errant whiskers from the desert floor.
Wiring, phone wiring, cable wiring, that kind of stuff.
This is a zombie subdivision. Some experts believe up to a million dirt lots in central Arizona were in some stage of approval for new homes when the market crashed. Of course, now planners see a problem. Swan sees opportunity.
At some point, sometime fairly soon, this land will be profitable again and it'll turn into houses. And you'll drive by this 5 years from now and you won't remember that you were here because it'll be completely different. And that's the way Phoenix works. I mean, Phoenix changes like dreams.
Have you ever heard of the idea of smart decline?
I never have, no.
Advocates of this idea, smart decline, wonder what happens if optimistic growth projections don't pan out. In Boston, Tufts University professor Justin Hollander wrote a book called Sunburnt Cities about smart decline in the Southwest. He says after the bust, more than one-third of zip codes in major Sunbelt cities saw population declines.
People are leaving, so that means all the houses, all of the roads and infrastructure that supports those houses, it just doesn't just disappear.
So what do you do with it? Few cities have done a good job rethinking uses for the unused infrastructure, the empty space.
If you don't do a good job, it further destabilizes the neighborhood. It further creates a cycle of disinvestment.
Hollander says Rust Belt cities languish for a generation before recognizing the depths of their anemia. But out here, a comparison between Detroit and Phoenix is a hard sell.
I tend to assume that we will grow again.
Jim Hallway works for the Tucson-based Sonoran Institute, a group that promotes sustainable development in the West.
Is it possible that the forces that drove the growth in the West really have come to an end and we're going to face decline? I think it's unlikely, but I can't say it's impossible. Certainly this is a time for creative thinking.
And there is creative thinking. Hallway says letting the land go back to nature, farming or parks, is one solution for the most unattractive zombies.
Some of these far-flung subdivisions, really people do want them to go away.
But Hallway believes the zombies closest to the urban core have a chance. Someday, demand will breathe life back into the market, and just as planned, the dirt will become new houses. This brings us to a third option. Replan.
Oh, man. This is a big piece of property.
Brent Billingsley stands on the edge of a dirt lot with room for 182 houses. Billingsley is the City of Maricopa's Development Services Director. This city grew up south of Phoenix almost overnight. During the boom, Maricopa issued 600 housing permits a month.
And there's even sidewalks here.
There's even sidewalks up to this point, yes, sir.
But this land has now been rezoned for mixed use. The Catholic Church bought the parcel, and now instead of tumbleweed and dust, there are plans for a private school, shops at ground level, and loft-style housing above. Billingsley says this type of creative redevelopment just didn't happen before.
Everyone has taken this turn, this chance, this opportunity to kind of catch our breath and take a look at how we want to grow in the future. And we've been at a balance now for the last couple of years and able to catch up and to be smarter.
It will still take Maricopa years to swallow the 16,000 lots set aside for residential development. Public swimming pools, police stations, baseball fields, and schools will replace some of those zombies. It's an acknowledgement that times have changed and that building a community takes more than new homes. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd.